Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening. Hey, it is Mind for Monday. I know everyone had a wonderful weekend out there. You were having fun. You were safe. You were kind. You're listening to Mind for Monday with Tiffany coming on. Tiffany with an I. We're talking about energy. If you saw that post, and I put that big super moon out there, lots of energy. We'd like to say good afternoon, good evening, good night, and good morning to all our listeners. You know, we are inclusive here. And our listeners are global. They coming in from everywhere. We love it. Love across the globe. But, you know, we all have to have hope here. And hope transforms pessimism into optimism. Hope is invincible. Changes everything. It changes winter into summer. Darkness into light. Descent into ascent. Fairness into creativity. Agony into joy. Hope is the sun. It is light. It is passion. It is the fundamental force of life blossoming. So we want to blossom out there like the sun. We want to keep that hope and do whatever we have to do to continue to move forward and complete our mission and our purpose, no matter what. And before Tiffany with an I comes on, we're going to give you this to listen to. Welcome in. It's Mind for Monday. We're going to be short and sweet today.
We'll be right back.
decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your
Life is a song worth singing, you know. And what we're going to do this evening, Tiffany with an I is coming on with us. I see it. I observe it. I strategize on it. I change it. And I complete it. She'll be on with us. We're going to be short and sweet today. But, you know, this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, a nonprofit organization that moves with the community needs, advisors and consultants that specialize in education, collaboration, entertainment, and the most important thing to my heart is youth life skills. We prepare our successors to continue to carry on. And before we bring Miss Tiffany with an eye on, I just want to ask all of you out there, are you aware of all the energy that's moving out there? You know, I posted that super moon. There's a reason for that. And before we end today, I'm going to introduce you to my friend that's visiting us, Kiki. But at this particular time, we're going to bring on Tiffany with an eye to come on with us to give us something to be mindful of and give us a little bit of information because she likes riding in those spaceships out there herself. Tiffany with an eye, how are you this evening?
I am doing well. How are you?
Well, we are okay over here, and you know how we do it. Thank you, thank you. You know, this is Monday. We're going to be short and sweet today because we got a lot of stuff to do, and we know how you feel about your Mondays. But you had some information for us. We were talking about some energy out here. You know, it's a lot going on, and, you know, there's a lot of spaceships moving out there in that universe, and you take rides every now and then. So talk to us about this energy. What do you need to let us know to be mindful of or what to look out for on this Mindful Monday?
Well, you know, we have talked about it, you know, on the show, Mindful Mondays, where you've had a segment on it, and I think we haven't really talked about it, you know, not in detail, because this is not going to be in detail, but we haven't brought it up for a little bit of time, but there's some very strong energies that are coming in through the month of July, and I think one that is legendary that hasn't been here for 2,300 years. So that's going to be happening at the end of the month. But Venus goes into Cancer. It went in there yesterday and is staying until August 11th. So, you know, Venus is about nurturing, it being cautious, protective. Cancer is about your need for sustainability, your home life, what all that is. You know, you're going to be, you know, the energy is going to activate certain questions and you're going to be thinking a lot, especially from now until the end of July. So we have on the 19th, Chiron retrogrades, and then on July 23rd through the 31st, Mercury goes, it has like six different things that conjunctions, trines, squarings, everything, about six of them in Mercury and Leo. So it'll be Mercury and Leo trining Jupiter, Mercury and Leo squaring Mars, Mercury and Leo trining Chiron, Mercury and Leo squaring Uranus, Mercury and Leo squaring the North Node, Mercury and Leo opposing Saturn. So all those energies are going to be prominent the week of the 23rd through the 31st. And then at the end of the month, don't forget we have that energy that is the one that I was just telling you about that we haven't experienced in 2,300 years. So I just want to bring a little something to be mindful of the energies out there as we are just experiencing so many, especially in this month. And we'll be experiencing a lot until October. So.
Whoa. Well, yeah. I'm listening to this 19th here, and you're saying from July 23rd to the 31st, you know, I got to do a lot of work over here because that Mercury's going to be in Leo, and you know I'm definitely that Leo, and I have a lot of Mercury. So you said it's six times out there it's going to be moving, so I better hold on to the guardrails, right? And hold on to everything I have. Because persons do not understand that, you know, we are all cosmos out here. And we should actually be aware and do some homework and study up on what's moving out there. A lot of people say that, you know, when you deal astrologically, that's superstition. No, that's not superstition. That's what they want you to think. Those stars and those planets are not up there for nothing, okay? And I tell you how I know something is getting ready to happen. Because my little friend, you know, I got a friend named T.T., and T.T. comes in from outer space, and he talks a lot. And how I met T.T. In March 20 when that event started, T.T. was here. He said, "What's going on?" And he said, I've never experienced anything like this. And I'm saying, well, T.T., it's a lot of stuff moving on out there. And so he heard Scotty's spaceship warming up, and he told Scotty to Scotty, "We need you to drop that ladder so I can get on and fly on away from here." And Scotty says, "No, T.T., you got a responsibility. You have to stay down there." T.T. says, "It's too rough for me." So I think it was around the time when SpaceX sent that spaceship up. T.T. got him, hitched him a ride up there. He says, "Scotty is not going to leave me down here." Well, T.T. is visiting again. And I just want you to say hello to T.T. T.T. is a very wise entity out here, and he does a lot of things. He loves people and he loves community. So every now and then he'll touch bases, but he did mention to me, he said, "You know, it's not as bad as it was, but it's still happening." And I just want to tell everyone, and I just want to share with you, and I'll share with you listeners, you know, just be cautious out there. Take your time. Don't relax out there. You still don't know what you're dealing with because they don't know what you're dealing with. We got the monkey pops. We got the this. We got the that. Care of yourself. okay? You must take care of yourself. Do not lax up out there. I know it's a bunch of this, and you have the non-mask wearers and the mask wearers. When I go out the door, I put on 5 of them, okay? And don't care if anyone does not like it, because you must do what you have to do. And the smog, at least we don't have to worry about the smog. But you're telling me that all this Mercury coming in Leo from July 23rd to the 31st, I definitely better hold on, because that energy will be moving, and so should you, listeners out there, hold on. We want you to do some hard work. This is Monday. So next Monday, we know we have this great change with Venus and Cancer, and Cancer is that sign that puts that structure in, and as Tiffany has said, you know, we're not experts at this, but we do our homework.
Right, stability, your needs for stability, cultivating your home life, that's what Cancer is all about.
Okay.
Venus is nurturing and being cautious and protective, because that's what it does. And so those are some things about Venus and Cancer that we know, that I can
say. And I know. Yes, we're learning here. We're not the experts, but I suggest that if you really want to get into this and really want to get into you and really want to balance yourself out, you find someone to do your birth chart, because that's where you get all the information. That stuff is just not out there. So if anybody tells you that's a bunch of superstitions, you know, you just have to don't pay any attention to that, because as I stated again, those stars are not just out there twinkling. You are all a part of this. We're all interconnected. Whether we want to believe it or trust it or not, we're all interconnected, so we might as well learn as much as we can learn about ourselves, make the changes that we need to make so that we can be kinder to ourselves, and therefore we can be kinder to others. And I did find out that when Venus is in Cancer, you have to value your interview, kid, okay? So value your interview. Anything you work with on the inside, it's going to show positive on the outside, because it all comes from in out, not out in. You really don't want all of this stuff that's penetrating out here. So again, we're going to be short and sweet today, because we just have some things to do. And we'll be back on Friday for Find It Out Friday. Stephanie Haynes will be with us tomorrow. We're still working on chakra number 4. That's going to help you keep yourself balanced. And again, before we close, Tiffany, I'd like to have you give us, you know, I don't know if you got your quote or how you want to end this. Give us some information here on really what to be mindful of until at least Friday. So we're going to quiz them on Friday. We're going to quiz you on next Monday, too. Okay, we want to know if you're doing your homework. So the number to give us a call is 323-769-5879. Again, that's 323-769-768-5879. And just give us some information, okay? We're testing you out there, because we're all in this together. We might as well pull through it, walk through the mud, put on our knee-high boots and survive, okay? That's what it's all about, having that hope and surviving. So what did you want to leave us with this evening, Tiffany, with an I, see it, do it, change it, and complete it?
It is just so interesting, because now I've started to, like, you know, scroll down social media and find some quotes just in case. So I guess, you know, this month too was a lot of letting go what no longer serves you.
Okay.
So, you know, I will say, to heal a wound, you need to stop touching it. So letting go is part of the healing process. But, you know, to heal a wound, and we all have suffered tremendously, or you just suffered a period, you just need to stop touching it. Like, you know, if you're letting it go, let it go. Don't bring it back into your consciousness. Just let it go so that you can heal.
I like that. To heal a wound, you should stop touching it. So, yeah, put a Band-Aid on it or some what's that, peroxide?
Neosporin.
Or whatever. Neosporin, and just let it go out there. Okay, just let it go. And it could be a them or anything, but let it go. Sometimes that's hard a task for an individual to take on when they're used to wallowing in that poo-poo. But like I tell all my youth, you know, evidently that poo-poo smell real good to you, okay? And you can do one or two things. You can either flush it down the toilet or spray Lysol on it, but get rid of it. So that fits right in with the healer wound. You should stop touching it. And we're going to use that because we will be doing some workshops with our young adults because they are our successors and things are just building up out there and those babies are going through a lot of mental trauma. And we know how to dance around trauma, so we just have to all pull them together and pull them out of it and give them their direction. They have to run with the football because we show them the goal. It's up to them to get there. But just in case that ball slips out of their hand every now and then, we must be there to let them know that it doesn't matter if you're dropping the ball, the goal is still there. So get there. So on that note, we're going to close out. That's our Mindful Monday, to heal a wound. You should stop touching it. Tiffany with an I, we love you. We want you to have a wonderful, wonderful Monday. And we're going to get out of here and get on this other project. Listeners, have a great tomorrow, a great week. We'll be back tomorrow with Stephanie Haynes, chakra number 4. Thursday, we will have a surprise for you, and we'll be back. Refined it out on Friday. And again, we are sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration. It is a host of advisors and consultants that specialize in education, collaboration, entertainment, youth life skills. But the main focus is the need on the community. CUC, keep that in mind. Tiffany, we love you.
Thank you so much. That was short
Thank
and
you.
Sweet today.
Yes, it was. We're short and sweet. Talk with you later. Have a great evening.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape. So I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon.
And you can fly high with the strength of all. you can fly,
dream that you can climb,
dream
a mountain now. All you gotta do is just
dream
that you can win,
dream
with confidence,
dream
to the very end. This dream has become champion,
dream
until it's real.
Don't
let them kill you, fight still in you. All you gotta do is just keep the faith,
keep the faith.
Don't ever break.
Don't let them break.
Collaborate.
They want
to give, showing others how to live.